Main point here, you have to use emotion as object of the meditation. For example, you use sound as object of the meditation. You need sound. Having sound is no problem. This is why when you watch emotion, you can use emotion as support for meditation. When you're aware of breath, you need breath, and using breath as support for meditation. But if you stop the breath, and I'm going to aware, then sometimes there's a problem. But sometimes you have emotion, and when you watch emotion, looks like that technique doesn't work. Looks like that meditation technique is not working. That means that there's another emotion, which is supporting that emotion. For example, when I was young, I had panic. And I used my panic as support for meditation. But then I found out that there's a second panic also. Second panic. Panic of panic. Or fear of panic. Which is supporting panic from behind. The booster of panic, you know. Booster. In that case, step back a little bit, step back. Aware of the booster of panic, which is behind of panic. Means fear of panic, watch fear of panic, or aversion to the panic, don't like to panic, panic or panic. Yeah. And here saying, doesn't matter, any thought, positive, negative, neutral, good, anger, depression, anything, aware of that. Good thought, okay. Negative thought, anger, okay. Medium thought, okay. Any thought. Thought means emotion also, yeah, here. In this case, anything. And what do you have to do? Aware. You can use thought as supporter for concentration. Use thought as focus of your mind. That means use emotion as focus of your mind. Use feeling as focus of your mind. Use anger as focus of your mind. Use anything. You can use focus of your mind.